Charles Ballard. He's the world-renowned economist with the Department of Economics at Michigan State University. Charles, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Before we dive into economics, just as a citizen, what have you thought about this process, the political process with this bill that involves the debt ceiling and so much of the economy?
Well, the politics of it was not very pretty. This is unprecedented. We've never before had such a vigorous attempt to use the debt ceiling as a leverage to get other political aims met. Clearly what you have is a very divided Congress, big ideological gaps among the groups, and a lot of bitterness. It's not very fun for an ordinary citizen to watch this process.
If, hello? Yeah, we're here. If this bill is passed by the Senate, what does it mean specifically for the economy of not only the United States, but for us here in Michigan?
Well, it's much better to have a bill than no bill, because if they hadn't passed something, then we would have gotten into this situation where, as every day goes by, the Treasury Department would have had to do more moving money around to try to, and they would have had to prioritize bills. They would have had to say, okay, here is a contract that we have signed, and we just don't have the money to pay it. And that would have been really bad. So I think to pass something, even though I don't like every particular in this bill, to pass something is much better than to pass nothing. That should calm the markets. I think that'll have a good effect on, you know, bond markets and stock markets, which were getting increasingly jittery. That's a good thing. However, there will be big cuts coming down the pipe in as a result of this bill. And some of those, most of those had not been specified, but it's almost certain that some of them will be reductions in aid to state and local governments. And that may mean that a variety of programs, student loan programs, for instance, that affect the citizens of Michigan directly, that those will be reduced.
Charles, I wanted to get your take on really how much trouble we're in. We obviously are spending more than we're taking in. We're more than $14 trillion in the hole. How big a trouble are we in as a nation because of this?
We're not yet at the tipping point, but we have painted ourselves into a little bit of a corner. What's happened is, 40 years ago, even maybe 30 years ago, there was a political consensus that you should come close to balancing the budget. But then we've had since then some pretty major tax cuts. So you've got one side which really, really fights very hard for tax cuts. But then you've got the other side that is not willing to give up Social Security, Medicare, and other programs to finance the tax cuts, and the result has been deficits. We're not in desperate straits yet, but if we continue this path for very many more years, we'll get to a debt level that is increasingly unsustainable. And the downside of what I see in Congress, so far they haven't really attacked the big things. And the big things are that I think we need are an increase in taxes and some trims of the entitlement programs. Those are the most difficult politically. That's why they haven't taken them head on. But you look 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road, if we don't do those things, we will be in very big trouble.
But that's political suicide.
Well, I hope it's not political suicide to do the things that will save the country.
I wanted to also get your take regarding the debt. Are we attacking it as quickly as we should? I know when you're dealing with such a big number, trying to slash that in a year or even 5 years is probably not possible, but are we doing enough quick enough?
You don't want to move too quickly. because the economy is still clearly in a very fragile state. You notice that the stock market actually went down yesterday. It went up early in the day on the news of the agreement, but then they got some more not very good news about sluggish economic performance in the manufacturing sector. And so the economy really was dealt a vicious 1-2 punch by the financial meltdown of 3 years ago, and it is still having a trouble recovering from that. So you don't want to slam on the brakes and have a huge tax hike or huge cuts to federal spending right away, or else that could tip us into recession. I think that this bill is probably not that far away from the right pace. You don't want to do too much now, but you want to do more next year, more the year after that, and a lot more down the road.
Can you recall a country who has gone through what we're going through and recovered to become very strong financially? I initially think of Canada. I can remember back in the 80s when that dollar wasn't worth anything, and they seem to have recovered nicely over the last couple decades.
Oh, yeah. Canada is a good example. Japan has had its ups and downs. There are lots of countries. Not every country is going to go on a straight line. I believe that the United States has so many things going for it. If we can just find a little bit of political will and a little bit of willingness to compromise in Washington, I think we'll be fine, because we've got, you know, we've got a highly skilled workforce. We've got a great physical resources. So I don't think that this is the beginning of the end, unless we just can't find the political will to do the right things.
Charles Ballard is a professor in Michigan State University's Department of Economics. As always, Charles, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure to be on the program.